It's now time for this week's local youth sports feed on Connect FM, recapping District 9 baseball and softball from the past week. Last Wednesday, in baseball action, DuBois was a 5-0 winner over Punxsutawney. Trey Wingard smacked 3 hits, including a pair of doubles for the Beavers in that game. DuBois Central Catholic took a doubleheader from Brockway, 8-4 and 4-3. In Game 1, Braden Zatzik led the DCC offense with 3 hits, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. And in the second game, Cardinals pitcher Carter Himes struck out 13 Rovers. He exceeded the 200 strikeouts mark for his high school career. The Elk County Catholic at Brookville, Phillipsburg Osceola at Clearfield, Kirtwinsville at Harmony, and St. Mary's at Bradford games last Wednesday were postponed due to the weather. And all of Wednesday's softball action, including the DuBois Central Catholic at Brockway doubleheader and the Brookville at Elk County Catholic, Clearfield at Phillipsburg, and Bradford at St. Mary's games were also postponed. In Thursday baseball action, DuBois beat Manitow 14-1. Both Trey Wingard and Brody Knaus went 3-for-3 at the plate for the Beavers. The Johnsonburg at Elk County Catholic doubleheader on Thursday was postponed. In softball action, St. Mary's fell to Lake Lehman 4-1, and the Keystone at Brookville and Elk County Catholic at Johnsonburg games were postponed due to the weather on Thursday. In Friday baseball action, Punxsutawney fell to Indiana 3-2. Then Monday, following the Easter holiday, DuBois beat Bradford 11-0 in a baseball matchup. Carter Ginevro pitched 4 innings and struck out 9 as he earned the win for the Beavers. And at the plate, Samson Deeb drove in 3 DuBois runs with 2 hits. Elk County Catholic got a 15-5 win over Brockway, and Punxsutawney shut out St. Mary's 4-0 on Monday. In softball games Monday, DuBois beat Bradford 14-3. For DuBois, Addison Ettinger drove in 3 runs, and teammates Kendall Lashinsky and Brianna Wilmoth each had a pair of RBI. Brockway downed Elk County Catholic 5-2. It was Punxsutawney over St. Mary's 13-4. McKenna Gula hit a home run and drove in 4 runs for Punxy. The Kirtwinsville at Manitow game on Monday was postponed. In Tuesday baseball games, Brookville beat AC Valley Union 7-6. Ladd Blake smacked 3 hits, including a single that drove in the Raiders' 7th and winning run in the 6th inning. It was Kirtwinsville over Williamsburg 11-5. In softball on Tuesday, Brockway beat Keystone 17-2. Peyton Kraft had 3 hits and 7 RBI for the Lady Rovers. It was Brookville outscoring AC Valley Union 8-7. Kirtwinsville shut out Williamsburg 10-0, a big game for Addison Seiple. She pitched a 5-inning no-hitter for the Lady Tide, and she recorded 13 strikeouts. That gives Seiple a total of 700 Ks in her high school career. And the Tyrone at Clearfield softball game scheduled yesterday was postponed. That's this week's Local Youth Sports Beat on Connect FM.